Amen. Matthew, the 12th chapter and the 38th verse. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. They're saying, we want you to show us a sign. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And he said, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas, meaning the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Amen. The 39th verse, one more time. He answered them, an evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And I want to preach for just a little while from this title, The Sign of Jonah. Amen. The Sign of Jonah. Amen. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord together. And let's pray in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness, God. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. Hallelujah. We want God to touch people. Come on, I want there to be a breakthrough in this house tonight. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Come on, can you join up with somebody right now? Pray together with them. God, help us in this house. Speak to us in this house, God. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We honor you, God. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Now, can you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated. I want to preach for just a little while. Amen. About everybody say the sign of Jonah. I was reading this last week and the Lord kind of made it come alive, and I began to think about what was the sign of Jonah. And as I began to study, the Lord began to deal with me, and I just want to give you a little nugget tonight of the Word of God, and maybe I can help somebody. Amen. When the religious class wanted a sign from Jesus, it aggravated him. And I begin to think about, why would God manifest in the flesh get aggravated at somebody wanting a sign? Amen. And he calls them an evil and an adulterous generation. So most people that want a sign or looking for a sign, or people that are always wanting something spoken over them, are usually not wanting to pray it out for their own selves. Well, usually people that always need somebody to give them a word from God are usually too lazy to pray it out for themselves. I hope I'm at the right church tonight. Hallelujah. I don't want to be an evil generation. I always got to have somebody to speak a prophetic word to me. Amen. I hope we become big enough and mature enough that we learn how to pray and let God deal with our own spirits. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Usually people that are looking for a sign or want a word spoken over them are wanting a miracle. They don't want to work for a miracle. They want somebody to speak a miracle over them. Then they want to twist God's arm and say, you said it. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we've got enough promises in the book already that if you want a miracle, been spoken over you. You need God to do something. It's already been promised in this book. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, don't let this be the lazy church where we sit on the pew waiting for a prophet to come tell us. God's going to do this for you. I already know God's going to do it for me. I read the book. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not trying to make light of prophetic ministries. I love them and I thank God for them. Amen. But I'm not waiting for somebody to say God's going to bless you. I'm not waiting for God to say somebody's you're going to be healed. I've already got book that says by his stripes I was healed at Calvary. I don't have to be told again. I got to get a hold of my flesh and say, flesh, when you get enough faith to believe it, it's going to happen. Come on, somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I pray that faith gets on this church to the point where you can spread the gospel outside these four walls. Not waiting on somebody to tell you the gospel, but you pick up the gospel and you take it outside. Jesus knew exactly what they were doing. He got irritated. You know what they were wanting? They were wanting a show. The gospel's not a show. Do a miracle for us. Show us a sign. He said, you're not going to get a sign other than the sign of Jonah. What does that mean, Jesus? This is going to be the only miracle you're going to see. Just like Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days. You're going to watch them roll the stone in front of me. And 3 days later, I'm going to come out of there. And you're going to know it ain't about a show. And it ain't about anybody getting credit. It's about the kingdom of God being promoted. Hallelujah. The sign of Jonah was to them. You're going to see the story repeat. You know he was in the belly 3 days. Jesus said, I'm going to be in the belly of the earth for 3 days. Amen. But I'm going to come up out of there. And that's going to be the sign that I was the Messiah. Amen. And the Lord, my God. The Lord began to deal with me about the sign of Jonah. Amen. Praise God. I've read the story many times. And I read the story of Jesus many times. Amen. And the sign for them was that they needed to believe Jesus. Well, I already believe Jesus. Praise God. I began to pray, God, what's the sign of Jonah to me? Amen. I've got the Holy Ghost. I believe the truth. I believe the gospel. And this is what the Lord began to deal with me about. This is my sign. Amen. Whether it's my fault that I end up in a trial or whether I'm completely innocent and I end up in a trial, my sign of Jonah is that it's the same God of heaven that's got to reach down and pick a man up. My Bible says that God spoke to that great fish and said, it's time for this trial to be over. And my Bible said it was the great God of heaven, the Spirit of God, that reached down and picked up the man Jesus out of that grave. So the sign to me is no matter what trial I'm in, when God says it's long enough, when God said this trial's about to end, this trial's about to end. Come on, I'm about to preach the sign to somebody. All we got to do is to get Jesus to say, time is up. Hallelujah. God help this church. Can I preach a little while? Hallelujah. Can I talk about Jonah for a little while? This is the sign of Jonah to me. This is how it preaches to me. Not how it applied to them, but how it applied to me. God didn't give Jonah a trial that could not end. God gave Jonah a trial that had to end. He didn't let him get swallowed up by a trial that could take him down forever and never let him come up. God allowed Jonah not to be taken captive by a fish who breathed through its gills, but by a mammal who could only stay under so far. When the trial started, it had an end day on it already. A whale can only stay underwater for so long, and it's got to come up and get some air. I got a sign for the church today. Amen. When God put you in a trial, he didn't give you a trial to take you out. He put a time limit on the trial. Hallelujah. How could you lose being a child of God? When Jesus said, I am the resurrection, wouldn't you hate to be a piece of dirt trying to hold a resurrection down? Wouldn't you hate to be a stone trying to hold the resurrection in? Come on, church. I'm preaching about a sign that'll change the way you think about life. Amen. This is what I'm just telling you, how the Lord dealt with me. If they understood that their own trial was almost out of air, if they only understood that the trial that's holding them down, it's taking all it's got just to hold a child of God down. My Bible said, greater is he that is in me. Come on, church. You're looking at the trial like you're scared of it, like you're intimidated of the trial. But the truth is, the trial is intimidated trying to hold down a child of God. There's no way it can even hold it down except God allows it to happen. Amen. This is what I felt in my spirit this afternoon praying. My Lord. That trial was holding Jonah down at the bottom of the sea. But the whole time the trial was saying in its own mind, I can't hold on forever. I'm about to have to let go. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, child of God, our trials are meant for a purpose. Amen. When the trial is over, boy, I feel like I'm preaching the same message day after day. God said when the trial's over, the commandment will still be the same. You go to Nineveh and you preach the gospel. I don't know how long a whale can stay underwater. I know it can stay under long enough to for sure be called a trial. Hallelujah. But if you understood how powerful your prayers are and how weak your trial really is. In the bottom of the sea, Jonah looked toward Jerusalem and began to pray. Oh, help me, Jesus. Problem is, in our own minds, we feel like we deserve to be eaten by a shark. But that ain't how God works. God said it's going to be a little while, and this is about to be over. Hallelujah. And when you realize the trial ain't just holding you down, but you got the Holy Ghost inside of you. You know what the Holy Ghost is? It's Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. You think a trial can hold Jesus down? Hey, I'm telling you, the trial's almost out of air. I felt it in prayer tonight. He told us, what is the sign? Sign of Jonah to me is no matter how bad it looks or how deep it is or what a mess you're in, if you open your mouth and begin to cry out to God, can I build somebody's faith in this house tonight? It ain't here to stay. It's not here to stay. It's here to teach us a lesson. It's not here to take you under and kill you. It's here to get your mind straight. My sign from Jonah is that it don't ever pay to run from God. It never works out to do things your way instead of God's way. Because he always has a storm. Oh, I feel Jesus backing me up right now. God, the Bible said that we would learn, the Old Testament would be examples unto us. Hallelujah. Can we learn from an example? I could just see that thinking, boy, I'd love to hold them down a little longer, but I'm just about out of air. I can see chains on people. When that man that was full of the devil came to Jesus, them chains were saying, I'd like to hold on a little longer. But the chains can't hang on when somebody's making their way toward Jesus. Come on, I got a sign of Jonah for this church. It's time to pray like we've never prayed before. It's time to get a hold of the horns of the altar. Paul was preaching one day, and he perceived that there was somebody who had the faith to be healed, and he stopped. That's what I perceive right now. Praise God. And Abba, help me wait on God. I'm feeling something in this place. Ushers, bring me some chairs down here. Line them all up right here. I don't know how this is going to work. But I perceive that there's somebody that's got the faith that my trial is almost out of oxygen. Something's about to let go in the spirit realm. I believe there's tormenting spirits been tormenting people. They about to have to let go in Jesus' name. Ushatanamaha. Italamosa. Inamasa. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, when Jonah's mind got right, when his spirit got right, that's when the miracle happened. That's when the trial ended for Jonah. Was the moment he began to look back toward where he came from. In the bottom of the sea. I'm going to tell you, you can get so low that you don't even know if God can hear you. And sometimes it's just a prayer of faith. So I'm not talking about innocent people. I'm talking about a man that directly opposed the will of God for his life. I'm not talking about angels. I'm talking about real people. The sign of Jonah to me is, when we get ready for it to end, the trial has got to let go. Hallelujah. The power of death could not hold him. I said the power of death could not hold him. Hallelujah. I'm looking for somebody. It's got enough faith to believe if God will do it for that man, God will do it for me. Hallelujah. I feel faith arising in this house. Ushatanamaha. God's about to honor some things in this house right now. Utatalabaha. Halabohosi, by the authority of the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name that is above every name. Come on, church, turn it into a prayer meeting right now. Somebody begin to intercede in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Come on, I perceive faith is in this room. I perceive faith.